this is a bit of a bonus episode. It's not specifically MK related, as all the others are, and it's quite a bit shorter than the usual fare. Some of you will thank me for that. But I wanted to share it with the missionaries who listen to Pondering Purple, because if you're anything like me, you need this reminder too. And to be honest, FIMO, which is the topic of this episode, undoubtedly has a ripple effect that impacts MKs as well. So, as a bit of an amuse-bouche, you can look up that French term online, this is FIMO, Fear of Insufficient Ministry Output. You may have heard of FOMO, Fear of Missing Out. But if you're anything like me, you could be living in the grip of FIMO. FIMO is characterized by a fixation on doing and exacerbated by a flawed accounting of the work actually being accomplished. It's a syndrome that has pushed me to keep working in the evenings and over weekends recently, because when I look back at my week, I sometimes wonder if I've actually logged enough hours to warrant the donations that feed this ministry. So I add more hours when I can, and as often as I can. You see, I suffer from FIMO, Fear of Insufficient Ministry Output. Perhaps you do too. Here's the problem I've identified. We tend to measure our ministry output as finished products and final performances, not in the hours and days of work it takes to get us there. It's like counting loaves of bread, but not the process it took to bake them. That's probably because we assume that people around us are using the same metrics, looking at what we produce, not at what it takes to get to the end product. This simplistic way of assessing ourselves is not an accurate measure of utility. It's a dangerous perspective that leads to feelings of inadequacy, self-recrimination, and, in an effort to counter both of those, burnout. If fear of insufficient ministry outcomes is chronic in your life, and even beginning to have a detrimental impact on your health, mental, physical, spiritual, please hear me. Your wellness is important enough to seriously consider whether your self-evaluation might be faulty. It doesn't have to affect other people for you to pay attention to it. Even if it impacts only you, FIMO is still worth examining, because you're worth protecting. Your ministry isn't just the talk you give, the article you post, the session you lead, the conference you keynote, the sermon you preach, the food you deliver, the Bibles you print, the event you host. If we measure our effectiveness by the number of loaves we produce and don't include the process it took to get there, the planning, expertise, effort, execution, we're putting ourselves at risk of a damaging self-assessment and continuous disappointment with ourselves. Yes, we must be good stewards of our time and the work we do. Yes, our work output must align with organizational and logical expectations. And we must measure it realistically, lest FIMO stifle our thriving. Ministry hours cannot be calculated in just the finished products and final performances of what we do, though a watching world might imply that they are. The fight against FIMO, the fear of insufficient ministry output, requires that we consider the entire unseen process as we assess the sufficiency of what we do. All of the following must also be counted as active ministry hours in your weeks: the brainstorming about future projects, the research on topics you need to explore, the conversations with people who are questioning their faith, the emails you compose offering insight and guidance, the editing process for articles you've written, the Zooms and phone calls to plan future engagements, the multiple drafts in preparation for webinars, the one-of-a-kind inventions you create that support your one-of-a-kind work, The coffee and conversation with new ministry partners, the YouTubing that teaches you how to edit sound and video, preaching to myself right now, the planning and fine-tuning of travel arrangements, the crowdsourcing and surveying that contribute to your understanding, the writing and layouting of brochures and newsletters, the organizing and cleaning that keep community spaces welcoming, the reading and learning that keep you abreast of current concerns, the drives and plane rides that get you to your destinations. I know that what I've been baking in the kitchen of my ministry is good, important, and worthy, but I've been assessing it all wrong, and the strain caused by ignoring the process and counting only the loaves is sometimes overwhelming. So this is my love letter to fellow ministry workers whose self-assessment needle always points to not enough. Count it all, not just the finished product and final performance. Remind yourself daily, if necessary, that your workload is more than what others see. And give yourself grace for all the unseen you juggle, so you can carve out space for the life outside of your work that you also need to have in order to flourish. FIMO doesn't want you to hear this, but I'm going to state it anyway. We are so much more than the output others observe and measure, and it is up to us to align our expectations with our loving God's, to set our boundaries for our own health and our ministries, and when we reach them, to declare it enough. Thank you so much, friends, for taking the time to listen in today. My prayer as I release this episode into the world is that we can recognize and call out FIMO as a community as we seek to more healthily assess the work we do for God. If this content has been beneficial to you, you may want to check out the rest of the Pondering Purple episodes going all the way back to January 2020 and share them with others who would find them useful too. Make sure you click on this episode's notes for links to the resources I've mentioned, as well as to the article this episode is based on. And please, leave a comment anywhere the podcast and article are posted, whether it be my website, social media, or the platform you're listening on right now. This is a conversation, and I want to hear from you. As I wrap up this recording today, I want you to know that I celebrate the purple you are or the purple you love. Thank you for listening.